Hello, everybody in my podcast family. Thank you so much for joining me today. The subject that we're going to talk about today is prioritizing your life. Prioritizing your life. I'm going to start out with 10 questions that's going to get you it's getting into your thoughts and becoming intentional about prioritizing your life. But first, let me just let you know how you can stay connected to me. I'm Real Talk Kim. You can stay connected to me on my website at realtalkkim.com, or I have a free app that you can carry me along with you all day long. It is, my app is called Real Talk Kim Go. Real Talk Kim Go. I also have a brand new book. I've got 4 books out, but I got a brand new one that I just released December the 4th, and it's called When Your Bad Meets His Good. It is going to bless your life. It is all over, anywhere where books are sold, you can get that book, or you can get it on my website at realtalkkim.com. So today, we're talking about priority questions to prioritize your life. I had a friend that I follow on social media, and he had asked these questions, and it provoked me to start thinking about my life. And so I thought, I'm going to start out with these 10 questions for you. It's going to make you think, and then I'm going to give you ways to prioritize your life. So first, we're going to go with these questions. And the first question is, what matters most to you? That's number one. And I would encourage you to write these down and answer them. And that way, every day of January and February, especially the first 2 months, because that's the time that we're getting a restart. You know what I'm saying? We're getting a chance to start out on the right foot. So I would say write these down and go back and read your answers. And this is going to keep you focused and intentional about becoming a better person and not wasting our time. I think so often what happens is we get, life starts wearing at us. We're going to work, we're raising kids, we're single moms, whatever your situation is. What happens is life starts taking over and we get so busy living life and taking care of people and working and going to school, and that we forget how to prioritize our lives and things that really matter. So that first question is, what matters most to you? Is it your family? Is it your health? Is it your dream, your goals? What matters most to you? Mine would be my family. Jesus, number one, my family. And then y'all, my social media family, my church family. You know, these are things that matter to me, that I am intentionally making sure I have time for these people in my life, to help them grow, to help them stay focused in their life. Number two is, who matters most to you? Who matters most to you? Number one is what matters most to you. Number two is who matters most to you. Who matters most to you? Most everybody's going to say family. Most everyone is going to say their children. Most everyone, you know, because that's the truth of the matter is, there's nothing like family. Your friends, your real friends, that's what matters most. But I'm asking you today, who matters most to you? Number three is, what is the next most important thing you need to do? What is the next most important thing that you need to do? That's a good one, ain't it? What is the next most important thing that you need to do? Is it going back to school? Is it maybe starting an exercise regimen so that you can get your mind and body and soul, you know, in order so that you can be more productive in life? What is the next most important thing you need to do? Some of y'all, it's that book that you started that you didn't finish. You know, I mean, it's, what is the next most important thing that you need to do? My next most important thing that I would say is, you know, I began this year with deciding that I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be intentional about getting podcasts out each week, and I'm going to become more consistent on Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives. I'm going to help God help me. So I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to get back on that keto. You know, I fell off during the holidays because I took off the month of December, and I'm going to get back on keto. I have eaten, y'all, me and my husband literally have eaten so well. So well. We have enjoyed December so much together because y'all know I travel a whole lot. I've never taken off a whole month ever. In fact, I wasn't supposed to take off the whole month of December, but I got the flu and ended up being in bed for 2 weeks. And so I guess all the traveling and my busy schedule caught up with me. And so it ended up being a whole month off, and I've just started traveling again. But man, we totally enjoyed our time together, and we ate very well. We made a point to hit all kinds of restaurants in Atlanta, and we ate very, very well. And I can feel it. I can feel the food still stuck. I've got a food baby. And so I'm going to get back on keto. That's an important thing for me to do. Promote my book better is something that I need to do. So I've got several things that's important for me to do. And so what is important for you? What is the next most important thing you need to do? Number four is, why do you need to do it? What is your why? Why do you need to do it? Well, the reason I need to get on keto is because I feel better whenever I'm not eating junk. And I need to be more intentional about doing these podcasts more frequently to help people get their life better. And so that's why I need to be more active and, you know, be more consistent on my Facebook Lives is to help people. And so that's my why. But what is your why? Why do you need to do it? And number five is, what do you want more of? What do you want more of? Some of y'all will answer this with, I want more of God. I want more peace. I want more money. You know, why, what do you need? What do you want more of? And listen, as y'all are writing these down every day, it's going to keep you focused of what you want more of. And you're going to pay more attention to what you want more of instead of wasting time on stuff that don't matter. Number six is, mine is, what do you want more of? Mine would be, to answer this question, I want more of God. You know, I want more of God. I y'all know I love God. He's my best friend. And, you know, I want more of him. I want to hear him so clearly. I want to make sure that I am being intentional every day, even when I don't feel like it, of getting up and reading the word and memorizing scripture. And so that would be what I want more of. Number six is, what are you doing to get that? What are you doing to get that? You want more of God. But if you want more of God, that means you've got to spend more time with God. You've got to get up a little bit earlier. You got to get up a little bit earlier, and you've got to be intentional, not just laying in bed saying, God, let me just read my mind. I'm too tired today to get up. No, because man, when you start your day out with God, everything is better. You know what I'm saying? Like everything is better. So number six was, what are you doing to get that? You want to get in shape? What are you doing to get that? You want to feel better physically? What are you doing to get that? You want a husband or a wife? What are you doing to get that? What are you doing to prepare for that marriage? What are you doing to prepare for what you're praying for? Number seven is, what do you need to stop doing? What do you need? Some of y'all need to stop listening to that gossip that you listen to every day from that friend that calls every day. And all y'all do is talk and gossip about people. That keeps you down. What do you need to stop doing? Some of you need to stop smoking. Some of you need to, you know, stop eating sweets. Some of you need to be intentional. What do you need to stop doing? Your marriage. You want your marriage better. What do you need to stop doing to get your marriage better? You know, maybe nagging or maybe fussing all the time or maybe making your husband feel like there's nothing he can do right. You know, you got to pay attention to your words. Pay attention. What do you need to stop doing? Number eight is, what do you need to start doing? What do you need to start doing? You want your marriage better? Maybe you need to spend more quality time looking in his eyes or looking in her eyes. Maybe you need to start going back on dates again, being intentional about pouring into your marriage. Or what do you need to start doing? You know, do you need to get up a little bit earlier and get out that door and walk around your block and get yourself physically fit while you're praying? You know what I'm saying? Knocking two birds out with one stone. What do you need to start doing? Some of you need to start journaling. Some of you need to spend, you got a book inside of you. And God is saying to you, I want you to finish this book because there's people out there that need you to finish this book because your story is going to set some people free. So what do you need to start doing to get that book done? You need to start every day instead of being on Netflix or watching your favorite TV shows that are not producing anything inside of you. You need to take that hour every day. Every day, you need to be intentional about sitting down and writing 1 hour in your book. 1 hour doing your book, getting your book finished. Number 9 is, if you knew you only had 1 year of life left, what would you do today? If you knew you only had 1 year of life left, what would you do today? That is deep. Ain't that deep? What would you do today if you knew you only had 1 year of life left? Some of you would stop worrying so much. Some of you would stop stressing so much. Some of you would stop letting that fear paralyze you from moving and jumping into your future, into your purpose. Some of you would get over that heartbreak and begin to tell your heart to beat again so you could fall in love. You know what I'm saying? Some of you would work on that trust issue. Some of you would stop trying to stabilize what God's shaking you free from right now and let him take you into your destiny. You would stop holding on to old skeletons and other issues in your life, and you would begin to jump. You would begin to trust. You would begin to laugh more. You'd begin to not waste time on people, places, and things that walked out of your life. You'd begin to be grateful for the people that are left in your life. Okay, and number 10 is, what is your heaven on earth? What is your heaven on earth? The questions you ask in life will determine the answers you get in life. Make sure you are asking the right questions so you can get the right answers. Wasn't that good? Those 10 questions are so good. Now I'm going to help you with ways to prioritize your life. And I'm going to go through this really quickly. I'm trying to make my podcast stay at about 15 to 20 minutes so that y'all can get more of these podcasts in your spirit. So 10, here are some ways that happy people prioritize. You ready for this? These are ways I prioritize. I'm going to give y'all some of my ideas. What can you start doing today to make your life happier and more fulfilling? This is one of the most common questions readers ask all the time, and my social media family ask all the time. So today I want to share some simple, actionable ways to improve your happiness and well-being. Number 1 is, one thing at a time. Do one thing at a time with full presence. In other words, make the thing you have chosen to do the number 1 priority while you are doing it. Focus with your full attention. See the value in where you are while you are there. Enjoy what's happening while it's happening. In the end, you will come to realize that the best days are the days when you don't need anything extreme or special to happen to make you smile. You simply appreciate the moments and feel gratitude, seeking nothing else, nothing more. That is what true happiness is all about. Number 2. Family and close friends are at the top of your list. Nurture your important relationships in such a way that when you tell the people you care about what you care about them, you are simply reinforcing what they already know based on how you have prioritized them in your life. You know, I remember going through this with my husband, and you know, I have this social media platform, and man, I take that so seriously. And every time he would ask me a question, I would stay in my phone and answer the questions while I was still in my phone. And he finally started expressing how it made him feel when he would ask me a question, I wouldn't look him in his eyes. And so maybe some of you need to become more intentional when your children are asking you a question. Stop what you're doing and look in their eyes. When your spouse is talking to you, stop what you're doing and look in their eyes and answer them and let them know that they are the most important thing over and above your laundry, over and above cleaning your house. When these loved ones in our lives seek our attention, give them your full attention. Let them see their own beauty in your eyes. Let them find their own voice through your listening ears. Help them to discover their own greatness in your presence. Make the people you love a top priority. Always. Number three, focus on importance, not urgency. Focus on importance, not urgency. Things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matter least. Truthfully, the most important things in life is knowing what the most important things in life are and prioritizing them accordingly. Sadly, most of us spend too much time on urgent things and not enough time on important things. So do yourself a favor and implement these three action steps every time you are building or sorting your to-do list. Number one, think about the difference between what is urgent and what is important. Number two, review all the obligations on your list. Number three, do what's important first. Sometimes everything on your list will look important, which might be true to an extent, but as you practice prioritizing, you will get better and better at it. And eventually, you will know without question when to set aside the important things in order to accomplish the vital things, like spending quality time with your loved ones. Number four, keep your efforts aligned with your purpose. Keep your efforts aligned with your purpose. Getting anything worthwhile done is a matter of connecting with why you have chosen to do this thing in the first place. Don't allow others to confuse you. Don't let them convince your heart what is right for you. Your heart always knows. Listen to it. Don't let anyone else dilute the power of your inner voice. Listen to your heart. Don't let anyone else dilute the power of your inner voice. You've got to stand up for something specific on your own two legs, or you will achieve nothing worthwhile in your own mind's eyes. Within you, there is a undeniable sense of purpose. Happiness comes from making a solid and persistent connection to that purpose. When your intentions are supported by a why that has meaning, you will find the how to bring them to pass, to bring them to life. Number five. Play to your strengths and delegate when it makes sense. When it comes to tackling big projects, you can try to do everything yourself, or you can reach out and find the right people to help you. The first choice will raise your stress and blood pressure. The second choice will raise your consciousness and effectiveness. Choosing the right perspective is so important. You can see life's challenges as opportunities. When an unexpected obstacle is suddenly standing in your way, don't get overwhelmed. Take a breather and regroup, and regroup. Listen to me. Take a breather and regroup. Someone else nearby knows how to get around it. Find and engage them. For example, if your website is suddenly having glitches with a new web browser, don't read a giant book on web design. Hire a professional web designer. See the problem as an opportunity to delegate. Life is trying to teach you that most long-term worthy endeavors are team efforts and so much more palatable when shared with others. Every unexpected obstacle in life is a lesson on teamwork. I remember when I first started pastoring 3 years ago our church here in Atlanta, Georgia, which is Church of the Harvest, Fayetteville. And I was still leading praise and worship and preaching. And I remember I would get so frustrated because I felt so just pulled in every direction and almost got mad at people because I wouldn't release control. And I remember one day asking my son, which is one of our worship leaders now, I asked him, why won't you help me? Why won't you help me? Like, I need help. Why won't you lead praise and worship? And I remember so clearly, he said, because I'm not doing anything on that platform with you as long as you don't get out of the way. And I remember feeling like, oh my gosh, like, did he just throw shade at me? And he said, Mom, he said, your gift is not leading praise and worship. You don't keep rhythm. You mess up all the songs because you don't know the rhythm. You sing the songs how you want to sing the songs and nobody can follow you. And he said, if you need to just get in your lane and preach and let us do the praise and worship. And he said, the moment you do that, I will step up. And you're going to watch the praise team, the worship team go to a whole nother level. So I did. I stepped down, let him and some of our other teams started stepping up. And y'all, when I tell you, I learned the greatest, most valuable lesson through that situation because I realized that me being in the wrong lane, trying to force myself in a place that I wasn't called to do, it stopped the whole flow of our church. The minute I stepped down and let those that were gifted to do that step up, our praise team, our worship team went to a whole other level. I mean, I'm talking like 10 levels. And that was such a lesson to me of staying in your own lane. You know what I'm saying? And so some of y'all need to take this point right here and you need to play your strengths and delegate when it makes sense. Let somebody else, there is a group of people that can't get in their right place because you won't get out of the wrong place. Number 7, give what you can as you seek what you desire. In many ways, life is a circle. What you put in it comes back around. When you make a positive impact in the world, the world will have a positive impact on you. If you want to be rich, be generous. If you want to make friends, be friendly. If you want to be heard, listen. Learn to listen. If you want to be understood by others, take the time to truly understand them. If you want to live an interesting life, be interesting in the happenings around you. You won't always get back exactly what you wanted or expected, but when you give what you can, you almost always receive what you need. Number eight, leave the past behind. This is the last one. Leave the past behind as you plan ahead. Let old problems remain where they belong, in the past. No matter how many times you revisit the past, there's nothing new to see. Don't let what once happened get in the way of what is happening. Just because you've made mistakes doesn't mean your mistakes get to make you. If something important didn't work yesterday, figure out what changes can be made today. Tame your inner critic. Let go and move on productively. You must make a conscious effort to do this. It won't happen automatically. You will have to rise up and say, I don't care how hard this is. I don't care how disappointed I am. I'm not going to let yesterday's problems get the best of me. I'm taking the lessons and moving on with my life. Well, I pray that this blessed you. I pray that this helps you get more intentional and more focused. I am praying for you. I am Real Talk Kim. Thank you for joining me today. And listen, it's never too late to prioritize things in your life and to start again. I love y'all so much. Thank you for being a part of my podcast world. Praying for you every day.